Kerbos Yopal is good, good vacht. His daf is Ksuba's daf Gimel. We're here on Bays and Bays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines up. Elameha. We've been discussing, if you remember, at the end of yesterday, where we said that Rava said that Ein Onus Begitin, right? The Chen Ein Gitin Ein Okein, right? That Ein Onus Begitin, meaning that there is no possibility for the husband to claim it was an Onus if he made his get in the following way. If he said that this is your get, if I come back, and let's say if I don't come back in 30 days, then this is your get. So let's say the guy's standing there at the edge of the whatever after the 30 days, and he's saying, look, I'm here, but he's unable to get there because some sort of, I don't know, windstorm, tornado, hurricane, whatever. So he's not allowed to claim that. And the fact that he didn't come, right, he didn't come. Yeah, it wasn't his fault. Okay, that's not shayach. You can't claim ein onus begitin. You can't claim that there was an onus, right? And if you remember yesterday, we discussed, right, that you could claim an onus in certain scenarios, right? Perhaps to not have to pay to take care of the wife if the year came, if the year after the engagement hit and they were supposed to get married. Okay, fine, either way. But ain't onus begitin, that's what we're dealing with. So if you want to know, where does Rava know that? So we suggested a couple possibilities, and we rejected them. So now we try another one, and then we'll finally end up with that Rava said his own shita. So Ella Meha, maybe Rava gets it from here. The Huda Amar Lahu Ilo Asina Mikamvet Fasin Yomei Lahavi Gita. Right, guy says if I don't come back in 30 days, this will be your get. And also Besot Flosan Yomen, and he comes back at the end of 30 days. Badu Paskem Avra, but there's a river in his way. So Amar Lahu, so he says to people, everybody, Chazud Dasoi, see that I came. See that I came on here, hey, right on the other side of the river. So Amr Shmuel, and what Shmuel says, La Shmein Asya, right, that is not considered to be coming, so that doesn't count. So apparently you see, right, that that the get is chal, that you can't claim it was an ones. So Gemara says, no, Dilma onsa the shchiach shiny. Maybe that's different, because what's the case over there? Right, he's standing on the other side of the river. Well, dude, you live on the other side of the river. Right? You knew the river was going to be there. Right, that's an onus to shchiach. That's a common problem, right? You know that the river overflows sometimes, or there's no boats, or the bridge is down, or whatever it is. So therefore, the cave of the boy ladies niyevlo asni ihu deafsid and nafshe. You should have stipulated that. You should have put that into the contract. You should have put that into the get. And the fact that you didn't, so you blew it. But that doesn't necessarily tell me, right, that ain onus begitin. This is a possible problem, a common problem, right? And you didn't say anything, so then he messed himself over. So that was rather Rava svara than nafshe ka'amar. Really, Rava is saying his own svara. What is that? Mishum prutznua, so mishum prutzos. Because we have a potential problem. We have women who are tsanua, and we also have women who are not as tsanua. Mishum tsanua, so if you have these women who are tsanua, the amris lo havi get. If you tell me that really, if an ones happens, it's not a get, right? Meaning if you, so the guy says, this is your get if I don't come in 30 days, and then really he's wants to come in 30 days, but there's some sort of ones, right? And therefore it's not really a get. So what's going to happen? Zimnin, the law on this, sometimes there won't be an onus. Meaning, really, he won't be back for 30 days, and he's out of there. He's not interested in coming back, and he's like, all right, well, I'll give my wife a get, everything's fine. But what's going to happen? The women are tsanua, v'savra, the onus, and they're going to think maybe he was delayed by an onus. Maybe there was some sort of onus, that some sort of out-of-control factor that caused him not to come back. And really, this guy's done. He's out of there. He's not coming back. Umi agna v'yosva. And she's going to sit there and be an aguna, right, waiting for this guy to come back and thinking that there was some sort of onus. And mishum prutos, and the flip side is also true. Right, the amr slot to have a gita, because if you tell me that an onus won't be a get, right, the guy is in the onus. Sometimes there will be an onus, right? He'll be stuck by some sort of force out of his control, and therefore it's not a get. If I'm real low on this, and she'll be like, oh, tech that this guy, he didn't come back, forget it. It's not an onus. He must have left me. And Vazla means Sivan, she'll go get remarried, but him say get bottle, but then Mamzerin. What'll happen? So the get is not really a good get, because there's an onus here, and he didn't come back because some tornado or whatever. What happens? That woman now does not have a get. She's still married to the first guy, and all her children from the second guy are Mamzerin. So basically, right, so therefore Rava was concerned that if we say that, so therefore he made a blanket statement. He's like, all Gitin, right, you can't claim there's an onus. If you don't show up, the get is valid. Right, but it's still Raisa, it would be good, and that's what the Gemara asks. I don't understand, says the Gemara. Midaraisa, right, really, it is a get. Sorry, I apologize. I mean, it's not a get. I mean, if you're telling me it's all concerned that it's become because of these cases where a woman will either be an aguna or a woman will remarry based on her own logic, so therefore we'll say that it is a good get, but really, midaraisa is not a good get. Right? So therefore, what's happening? It's not a good get. Really, there was an onus. And he couldn't come back. Midaraisa is not a good get. Midrabanan will say it is a good get. So that's crazy, because now we're allowing a woman who's not really married, Midaraisa. Right? Midaraisa is not a good get. Really, they're still married. But now you're allowed. We're saying Midrabanan is a good get. And she's now allowed to marry somebody else. So Gemara says, yeah, don't be so shocked, because called the Mekadesh, I did the Rabbanan Mekadesh. Anybody gets married, right, as Tosos points out right across, I did the Rabbanan, Lachain Omrim B'Shas Kiddushin, and everybody says, when they get married, Harei At Mekudeshesli, Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael, according to the Das, according to the opinion, the mindset, the structure of Moshe and Am Yisrael. And since everybody says that, Afkenu Rabbanan Lekiddushin Minei, the Chachamim, right, we had this at the end of the Yavamos, and the Chachamim have uprooted her Kiddushin. So, to Amar Le Ravina, Le Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi, Tenach Kiddush Bekaspa. Right, I understand that works if the Kiddushin was done with Kesef. Right, because if you look at Rashi, look at Tosfos right across, right? The Tosfos says it because Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, right? We know the mechanism that Bezin can reassociate or rearrange money, right? Because that's Hefker, Bezin, and Hefker. So, okay, so fine. So this money was not actual Kiddushin, it was just a gift, etc. Well, but Bekedush by Bia, Ma'ikil Amemar, what are you going to do if they had Kiddushin by Bia? That's one of the three things. We'll get to Kiddushin and the Sedna's Kiddushin at the end of the Seder Nashim. You can marry a woman with three ways. One of them is Bia. So what do you do with that? So Gemara says, Inachinami Shavya Rabbanan Labilos Obilosnos. Yeah, the Chachamim made his Bia, Biosnos. And they have that Koch. Right, that's the Lerafreya, Al Yedei Ger, Rashi says right here, right, retroactively. Right, Inachinami. Right, that it's, he made all those Bias into Biosnos. Okay, fine. Right. Now, obviously, there's a lot to say over here, but we're gonna, you know, definitely style the share. We're not gonna harp on it. But if you do want to check it out, so Rashi has a little bit of limdus over here, and the continuation of Shavya Rabbanan, it's related to Tenach, Tosos Tenach. Okay, either way, right. Some people say Amar Rava v'chein l'inyan getin. Some people say the Rava said no, not that you can't claim onus by get, but you can claim onus by a get, meaning he's just explaining this sheet, the daraisa, that really if a person says, if I don't come back in 30 days, and he's prevented from coming back, even though he wanted to, so then the get is not chal. So, Alma Kasava Rava, Yesh Onus Begetin. Apparently Rava holds that there is onus by a get. So now we're going to bring all the proofs, or the questions that we had before, right, the same way, just right in the opposite vein, because right before they were proofs, right, trying to figure out where he knows it from, and here we'll bring kashas. So he may say, hold on 1 second, I'll tell you how you tell me that it's worth beginning, because the Brisa says, right, he's like, he's taking a little bus, even kamesh, name is Rechodesh, and he's so, name is Chodesh. So, ain't no get. If the guy dies in between, right, if the guy gives his wife a get and says, this is a get if I'm not back in 12 months, and he dies, so it's not a good get. So, may say, no get, a chala, raise a get. Apparently, if he gets sick, if there's no onas, it is a good get. So the Gemara says, so what are you telling me that Yesh Ones? Is there Ones? He got sick, he got Ones. So the Gemara says, Lo Ma'im L'Chachala Nami No Get. Right, really, we'll say that if he got sick, it also is not a get, because of Yesh Ones Begitten. V'hi Gufa Gamash Malam De'in Get Lachar Misa. And it's come to teach me that you can't have a get after the guy dies. The Gemara says, Ain't Get Lachar Misa, again, as we did yesterday. Hatana L'Reisha, we already learned this in another Mishnah. So the Gemara says, again, just a shorthand, Dilma Lafugim, I was saying, maybe it's coming to exclude the rabbis, right? As we said before, on Amud Beis, right? Check out the end of yesterday's daf. Tashma bring you know the proof. Me'achshav im lobasi mekadver ha'shnemer sarchodesh, and we spesok shnemer sarchodesh, raise a get. Again, same case, just that the get would be retroactively chal now, if he doesn't come back in 12 months, and if he dies within 12 months, he doesn't come back, so it's retroactively, it is a good get. My lavud in the chalav does not imply that also if they got sick, that it would be a good get. So Gemara says, lo, meis dafka, no, specifically talking about meis, right? But the lo nicha tipol, the lo nicha le, the tipol kamei, yof. Okay. Tashma, bring another proof. Sorry if I didn't explain that, but that we did yesterday, right? That really it's specific, you can't make that diuk that meis. And also, if he got sick, because he's saying specifically that in the case where he didn't want to fall to a yavam, right, that's still hareiz a get. That is a good get. Tashma bringing a proof. Right, Mehuda Amar Lahu Yasina Mekamvet Tlasin Yomi. From the fact that he said that if I come in 30 days, they have a gita, right, and then it should be a get. And also, Besof Tlasin Yomi Paskim Avra. Same case we had at the beginning of today. But he came to the end of 30 days, and the river was there. Amar Lahu Chazud Asoy, and he says, hey, check it out, I'm here. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Lo Shmei Asya, right. So, and that's not considered coming. So, onsa the shchiach, shiny. Right? And it's different. We said it was different if with a common, ones, right? The cave and the boy, right? Since that he should have stipulated, so he's the one who messed himself over. Okay. Now, that's the end of that discussion. Now, back to our Mishnah. All right, we said the Basula gets married on Wednesday. So Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak lo shanu elam itakanas Ezra ve'elach. Right, that's only after the Takana of Ezra. What was that? She'in batidinim kivu and elam sheni v'chamishi. Right, that, again, obviously, the whole point of getting married on Wednesday is so you can come to Beis Din on Thursday. And once Ezra was metaken, the Beis Din only sits Monday and Thursday, so that's when we have the Besulos getting married on Wednesday. Right? Aval Kodem Takanas Ezra, but before that, so then, Shabbat Adinim Kavu B'chol Yom, when Beis Din would sit every day, then Isha Nisays B'chol Yom. So then a woman could get married any single day. So Gemara just asks a simple question. Kodem Takanas Ezra, Ma'ed Hava Hava. Who cares what happened before the Takana, right? We are living after the Takana. Whatever happened, happened. It's like, Moshe Tzarek cover. No, what we're trying to say is that if there is a Beis Din that sits nowadays, like before the times of Ezra, meaning they sit every single day, so then Isha Nisays B'chol Yom. Then a woman can get married every single day. Gemara says, I have been on Shaktu. Right? What do you mean? First daf, Shaktu Chachamim. Right, Chazal were nervous that a woman should have a mechubed like a wedding. So you need Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to prepare for the wedding. So Gemara says the Torah Chlei. Really, he did it already. Right, he already took care of the Tzorchei Suda, as Rashi says. Right, so then he can marry her early in the week. So Gemara says, just parenthetically, my Shachtu. Hechan Shaninu, if you look at Rashi, Hechan Shaninu Shachtu D'makshinan Lei Hacha. Meaning we didn't bring the source, we just pointed it out earlier. So what's this Shachtu? What is this concept? So again, we explained it on Daf Beis. Right. Titania, we learn the Brisa. Why does a virgin get married on Wednesday? Right, we could go to Beis Din. If it's not Sibecha b'Shabbos, what about Sunday? If Beis Din sits on Monday, that shouldn't be a problem. So if you could go to Beis Din on Monday. Shachtu chachamim al takanos b'nas Yisrael. Shehei adam torech b'sudah shalosh yomim echa b'Shabbos sheni b'Shabbos shlishi b'Shabbos. Rabbi Konsa. That Chazal were nervous for the takana of the Jewish women, right? The husband should take 3 days to prep for the suda Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then on Wednesday they would get married. Now this brisa is going to continue, and then we're going to continue, and we're basically going to analyze this brisa for at least a daf plus. Or maybe we're going to jump to another. Okay, fine. We're definitely going to analyze this brisa for a bit. Now the brisa continues again. This is why we're quoting. This is the mucker for Shaktu. That's we're done with that. But now we have some other things to take care of. We're going to have to analyze what this brisa means. When we saw kind of a elach, and when there was a danger from whatever there's a danger and on. Nohagu, pay attention to the language. There's the sakana and nohagu. The minhag became ha'am. The Am Yisrael's minhag became lichnos b'shlishi to get married on Tuesday. We're fine with that. They didn't protest. V'asheni lo yichnos on Monday. He shouldn't get married. V'machmasa ones. But if there's some sort of ones, so then mutter. Then you are allowed to get married on Monday. Right, again, just before the Gemara does it, I want to point out the difference in language. First, we just said from a danger for Sakana and on, the minog was to get married on Tuesday, and then on Monday, if there's an ones, it's mutter to get married on Monday. So the Gemara is going to analyze that and say that those are different. Bryce continues. We separate the husband and wife, the new husband and wife, on the first Friday night. Because there is some sort of wound that the husband will make in his wife, and then we have to obviously discuss what in the world is going on over here. So first we analyze everything that came after, right? We go back. Wait, we had the whole brisa of Shaktu that we know, that we explained. Let's go back and start from the sakana. What is going on over here? My sakana, what danger is it that we say that nohagu ha'am lichnos b'shlishi? So if you tell me that the gzera of the goyim is that any virgin who gets married on Wednesday is going to get killed, so nohagu, what do you mean that with a minhag was to get married on Tuesday? Like, get rid of it. Wait, if it's a definite gzera here, get rid of the whole takana. What do you mean? They're going to go there, they're going to die. Definite death? Rashi says, well, just get married on a different day. Set up the minhag that they should get married a different day. So Rabbi says, no, the case is not a sakana. And that the minhag was moved to Tuesday. What's going on over here? So Rabbi says, that any virgin who gets married on Wednesday has to be with the mayor or whatever, the goyish governor first. Right? If you the Braveheart storyline, right? So the Gemara says, well, hi ones, hi sakana. What do you mean? What danger is that? Right? Ones, that's literally the definition of rape. A woman who gets raped by someone else, some goyish mayor, is still allowed to be with her husband. So the Gemara says, "Mishum di ikat tznuos." No, because they're tznuah women. Shemasim nafshayu lekadla. They're not going to stand for this. They're not going to agree to sleep with these guys. They're going to get killed. So that's a danger. V'yasin lidei sakana. It ended up being dangerous. Okay, so I don't understand. V'lidrush lehu da'onas shari. What do you mean? Just listen, it's not the most fabulous announcement to make in shul, but if that's what's going on, to save Jewish lives, so just announce that it's, don't get yourself killed over this. It's not the end of the world. I mean, it's terrible. It's not the end of the world. Don't get yourself killed over this. So Gemara says, because ikaprutos. Because some women will take this the other way and be like, all right, might as well have a good time. And that's obviously also right. If she agrees, if she's willing, so then that's going to forbid her to her husband. And also, v'ikanami kohanos. Right? There are women who are married to kohanim who are not going to allow to stay with their husbands, even if there's a rape. Right? That's, as we mentioned before, and certainly throughout Yevamos, we mentioned that if there's some sort of rape, right, regardless of whether it was willing or not, the woman is not allowed to stay with her husband. Okay, so the Gemara says, oh, v'li'akri, okay, so just get rid of this gzeira. Right, the whole vizinah and ikas hakana, Rashi says, right, just get rid of the gzeira of the gamrei. The Gemara says, gzeira vidi the batla, the kana the rabbanan, become gzeira lo akrinan. Because this is a one-time thing, not a one-time thing, but it's going to end, eventually going to get repealed. Appealed, repealed, 20 years, 30 years, a different governor. Right, it's not gonna last, and we don't uproot Takanas Chachamim just for this temporary thing. So Gemara says, okay, but how does that fix anything? I mean, if a guy says, all right, everybody, new rule, everybody gets married on Wednesday, is coming to me first. So Ihachi Bashlishi Nami Yasibo. When you change it to a Tuesday, so the guy's gonna come back and be like, all right, everybody, now everybody gets married on Tuesday, hangs out with me first. So Gemara says, nah, Misfeka Loakur Nafshe. He's not actually gonna pick himself up. Right, the mayor lives outside of town on a hill on a nice farm and a nice ranch. He's not actually coming into town if he's not sure. Meaning the Takana, apparently that was something that was known. That was on Wednesday. If they change it, so he's not sure, etc. He's not gonna bother himself. Okay. Now the Mishnah had said, the Bryce had said, Uvisheni lo yichnos. On Monday you shouldn't get married, but if there's some sort of onus, then it's mutter to get married on Monday. So Gemara says, my onus, what kind of onus? What kind of onus is this? If you tell me this whole story with the Braveheart theme, so hasam the karele sekana v'achakarele the onus. Can't be the same case, because the last time you called it a danger. Here you're telling me it's an onus. It's mamish, something out of your control. Vesu, and also hasam noagu hachamutter. There, as I pointed out, right, we said that the minog was to get married on Tuesday, which implies that was the chachila, that's good. It's here we said you shouldn't get married on Monday, but if you did, it's mutter. That implies it's much more b'diavad. Samarava Rava says we're going to have one opinion today, and then we'll go on to another possibility tomorrow, which we'll throw this in a whole different discussion, like I said, jumping around from ksubis topic to topic. Amar Rava, the army starts to build the year, because the army is coming. Right, the army is coming. If you look at Rashi, what's the concern here? V'chatfut tzorchi suda me'esher yimtso. And they're going to chop all of the food, right? You got 3 days of food prepared for this feast. Fabulous. Army's going to take it. Fabulous. And Gemara says, hey, chidami. I don't understand. What's the case? Eid asid v'chalif. If they're coming and they're leaving, so li'akvas, just push it away. Right? I mean, just do it the next week. Right? So l'tzricha d'asid v'kavah. Must be that they're showing up and they're sticking around. So what's the problem? So let them get married on Tuesday. Why are you telling me that it's mutter theoretically, right? On Monday, meaning because that implies it's only going to be 1 day prep for the suda. Right? Let's do it on Tuesday. So Gemara says, yeah, but meaning if the guy's showing up on Wednesday, just do it on Tuesday. So Gemara says, as part of the day begin makasu, because the general's chevra, right? If you look at Rashi, chayil mesharsov, his officers are prepared, coming in the day before, right? The general doesn't show up in town just stam unannounced, right? He sends officers ahead to clear the way, to prepare, right? So there's food, there's a place for him to stay, etc. So they're coming on Tuesdays, therefore you really got to back it up and get married on Monday. Okay, as I said before, tomorrow it's a shem, we'll take this in a completely different direction. But for now, it was Yeshua Tov, and all the best, and a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.